This spring, there is a very important election that can send a message. No, the Seville Weekly Best Of Voting. Vote for WCHV Radio and all of the sponsors that are on the ballot.
Your service since
vote for Joe Thomas in the morning for the best radio personality.
We're shallow and desperately in need of attention.
Online at the link at WCHV.com.
Our free Seville 107.5 smartphone
app. This campaign for by the Vote JT campaign. Wait, he's paying for this? He hasn't paid me yet. Cheap son of a...
Vote WCHV.
Joe Thomas in the morning on a Ted's D morning. Joining us from the Free Enterprise Forum, where if you go back a little bit into the archives, I didn't realize how far back in the archives the Five Aces report Neil Williamson put out in November of last year, Albemarle County's ACE program, and we've invited him back to get into it. He also has a great Doritos piece that's excerpted from a presentation he made to the Board of Supervisors. But the ACE program is on the Board of Supervisors agenda for this afternoon. Neil, good morning. How are you doing, sir?
I'm doing great, Joe.
So go back into what brought you to pen the column, The Five Aces, and Albemarle County's acquisition of conservation easements program, and particularly its ranking system for property.
Sure. The idea of Albemarle County's ACE program is a acquisition of conservation easements rather than development rights, which is a different thing. But the acquisition of conservation easements in 2000, Albemarle County got in the business of purchasing conservation easements from property owners to reduce the carrying capacity of the rural area for residential development. At that time, the then chair, Kenneth Martin, suggested that there be a two-year test of this program and then take it to the voters for referendum. Since 2000, when ACE was created, there's not been significant review of the entire program holistically. And when we released the Five Aces report, which found two conservation easements that we studied may not have had enough buildable development rights to qualify for the ACE program at all, there hasn't been a review. So what we're hoping, what we had hoped in November was this spotlight would create such a review. Where we are, where we're going, I've asked this question many times over the last 17 years, how much is enough? Today, conservation easements represent, there's 170,959 acres in conservation easements. That's 24.5% of the rural area. How much needs to be preserved in perpetuity? That's the big question.
Well, and one would also question, since the county already has restrictions on how much property could be developed in general, why would you need a conservation easement if your property is an area that doesn't qualify for development in the first place? But then, you know, as you pointed out, and actually anecdotally, we do the Snow Nose Garden Show, and they have a landscaping division at Snow's Garden Center. And Corbin has said, you know, we've long since run out of flat surfaces to build on in Charlottesville and Albemarle. So they see it all the time. Things, you know, built on, you know, crazy grades and things like that. But, you know, at we're reaching that critical point where, as you said, the properties probably could never be developed without some Herculean amendments.
Well, this is true, but the real question is one of property rights. And the Free Enterprise Forum believes strongly in property rights. And the ACE program is not the only conservation easement program in town. The ACE program actually is a smaller conservation easement program. The idea that the government purchases something from you that you don't do on your property is an interesting question. And I think it is really a question of that we need to have a community discussion about. What are the objectives, results, and what's the real level of community support for those tax dollars, those limited tax dollars going to that use? To be fair, there also is more rural area development going on. I mean, we had back in 1999 when this was enacted, you didn't have nearly the restrictions, and there were 336 residential units put in the rural area. It's gone up and down since then, but last year, 2020, there were 130 RA dwellings that were created. So there, the other question is, well, why are people moving into the rural area? Might be that the development area is not big enough.
Mm-hmm. Well, you've asked this on this program several times. You've mentioned, for a modest doubling of the development area, which would take it from 5 to 10%, by the way. I know double sounds like a lot, but until you realize what you're doubling, you could expand the amount of housing available in an area where apparently affordable housing is still at least a political football.
Well, and the question right now, I mean, on today's consent agenda is a resolution of intent to create an affordable housing dwelling unit ordinance. Well, we're going to do that, pushing money of the cost to the new home buyer, whereas then we're going to be talking about the ACE program, which extinguishes rights. So I'm curious which is that we want to do.
Right. It's counter-purposes in a lot of ways, unless they're going to use the – well, no, because they're spending the money. And that you said it in such a way that I think really highlights it. We're paying somebody to not do something that they had not shown any intent on doing in the first place, which really creates the head-scratcher. And often, Albemarle specifically, but there have been other counties where people have been caught – with friends of friends, campaign contributors, things like that, who get their conservation easements, and then they're in development areas. Their taxes go down, and things like that. So you wind up with this weird sort of hand in glove. Who's permitting who to do what? I want to come back on this and find out what you hope to be discussed today, and who some of the players are. Can we hang on to you, Neil?
You bet.
Inflation-proof listening.
Too many families are struggling.
Free of charge since we went on the air in 1933.
I get it.
Seville 107.5 and 1260 WCHV.
Come along if you care. Come along if you dare. Take a ride to the land inside of your mind.
That's where I want to go with Neil Williamson now on a Tuesday morning, talking about the ACE program, which is going to be reviewed by the Albemarle County Board of Supervisors. Neil, and I appreciate it. Let me do this real quick. No, but nobody is there. Okay. Perhaps they were like, oh, he's talking to somebody else. So, Neil, and people are going to hear me say this and say, oh, this is always just what Joe does. But if we have zoning code, and we have a planning commission, and we have restrictions on development outside of the development area, what exactly does Albemarle County need the ACE program for, other than for an elected member of the Board of Supervisors to say, look, we've just protected this many acres of land from something that could never have happened to it in the first place?
Well, that's an interesting question. I think that question was actually raised in 2000 when the program was launched. And there were a lot of folks that had a lot of concerns. That's really what the impetus was for the ranking system that was developed within the ACE program. So a property has to receive a certain number of points to even be considered. What we found in our research was that there were times when the ACE program did not, in our opinion, correctly follow the guidelines as set down through an ordinance. Now, if you don't follow guidelines in an ordinance, that's breaking the law.
Yeah, generally that's what
But that's neither here nor there, but what we've been asking for is for a full review, and that's what's getting kicked off today. The idea of the ACE program was to provide benefits of conservation easement to those people that don't have income that could use the tax write-off that a conservation easement provides. I think the market has changed significantly since 2000, and I think that it's worthy of review whether the ACE program still has as much merit. And I think it's also one of the things that the staff report asks for is, how are we going to fund this? Is there going to be a income stream to produce this? And it is interesting because that's the same thing we hear from the affordable housing folks, is we need a dedicated income stream in order to fund the program work. So it becomes a question, okay, you've got limited funds and you have many places to spend them. We talk a lot about that in our Choices and Decisions report.
Mm-hmm.
The idea of putting schools, affordable housing, fire rescue, police, public safety, all of those things that are government functions, how does that compare to spending $1 million a year or less or more to gather these conservation easements from these small segment of folks?
Which?
With 24% of your rural area already under perpetual conservation easement through the ACE program and others.
Well, and if it gives you a tax benefit for being in this, then you're actually sort of cutting off your nose to spite your face because you need funds to do it, and you're saying, all right, here's a big piece of land that we're no longer going to be able to collect taxes on, which, as you said it, I said, well, hold it. Also, don't we have farm use deferments as well in the county where if you're farming that land, you can get a deferment on the property taxes for it?
So, yeah, it's an interesting piece of state law. If a locality offers land use taxation, which is a reduced tax rate for those in active agricultural production, it must be offered to anything in conservation easement. The vast majority of these properties are already under land use, so it's not really a net loss as much as it is a net future loss if they were to be developed, and then they would have the opportunity to tax those improvements.
Which they couldn't do because they're not in the development. So you see the catch 22. I keep getting hung up on my Joseph Heller hook here. It seems like they're trying to fix a problem that they've already created a scenario where it could never wind up being a problem.
I think you have some merit in that argument. My bigger, more maybe my brain's not big enough to understand that.
Oh please!
Niche, but how much is enough?
Yeah.
How much is enough? If 25% of your rural area is already under perpetual conservation easement, what's the goal?
Yeah.
How much is enough? And, of course, that also factors into all of your goals with climate change and everything else. But that's why I'm really excited they're doing this review. And I hope there's a community discussion about what this is and where it's going. Because we're going to have, you know, the number keeps coming up again, roughly 25% increase in our population between now and 2040. Where are they going to go? If it's going to be the development areas, you're running out of land. And if you're going to be in the rural areas, you don't want that there because of all your other goals. So what is again what my broken record is? Expand the development area.
Right, and I think you're right in it, and I think you're modest in your proposal for it. But so today, it'll just be the beginning of the beginning, not the beginning of the end or the end of the beginning, but this will be the sort of setting the plan and hopefully including public comment sessions in that?
Oh, there'll be public comment sessions in all of this, I believe. Today, there's always the opportunity at other matters not listed for public hearing. But the public will be engaged in this. This is right now we are at the stage where right before the first inning when the pitcher's thrown out those first five pitches. That's where we are today.
Neil, thank you so much. FreeEnterpriseForum.wordpress.com. You have a great morning, sir, and we'll be watching.
Thank you, sir.
Stand up for dissident journalism.
Victor Laszlo is on that plane.
Why do you stand here? Why don't you stop?
Joe Thomas in the morning on Seville 107.5 and 1260 WCHV.